All right, Joe. Second place tonight again. Was this probably your most damaged car you got in second place with?
It's just the front nose wing. We're just fortunate that we got away with it like that.
I didn't see it.
You know, a lot of guys crashed and whatever. I mean, I didn't pass probably half of them, but you know, it'll take second tonight. I mean, we made the car a lot better, and it was at least raceable early, and you know, we got up through there to get in a position, and then you know, two more knocked themselves out, put us to third, and I got Muldoon on the outside there, and then Sean really took the track away from where I could have got him. If he would have got in low, I could have went on the outside like Muldoon, but he hung out on a wide arc, and he took that away from me, and then without the wing, the front end was too tight, and I couldn't get a run on him. So he did a good job. He was in the track. He was in the right place at the right time to keep me behind him, so congrats to him.
Where do you think you need to get to put it in victory lane before Classic?
Well, we've been really struggling for the last month. We really haven't been on all year, to be honest with you. We're loose 1 week. We're tight. I don't know. We chased it all over. Tonight, I think we might have found something tonight, which hopefully will pay off next weekend with another consistent car, and that'll give us a good run into Classic. So that's, you know, it's week by week, and these things are so finicky, and you don't want to bend them up, which we did, and the wing's real easy to replace. I didn't bend any suspension, so I'm happy. I got to go away to training this week in North Carolina, so I'm not going to be around, so I don't have to fix a whole lot.